Shalom aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Avi Morini Mimarasi Sheyichyu. And the initial smaras Esther Bas Shmuel. The Gemara in Pesachim that Vavam and Beis asks on the Seder Aksuvim and Sefer Bamidbar. Beginning Bamidbar, it says, when counting the Jewish people, Be'echa v'chodesh Hasheni, Vayter and Parshas Ba'aloscha, but making the Pesach, it says v'chodesh Harishon. So, frak the Gemara, why don't we first say what's going on v'chodesh Harishon? Sias HaPesach, and then what goes on b'chodesh Hasheni? It's out of order. Why first Chodesh Hasheni and then telling us what happens in Chodesh HaRishon? The Gemara answers, that's what we see from here, and Mukta Mukhar B'Torah. Rabbi Kiva Eger, and the Gilyan Asha says, look in Chumash Bereishis Vav Gimel, Yud Ches Gimel, and Shmos Dalet Chof. So what's his kasha? So L'chora, his kasha is, that even though the Gemara proves Ein Mukta Mukhar B'Torah, what it says in Sefer Bamidbar, we have earlier sources that ain't Mukta Mukhar B'Torah. In Bereishis and in Shmos. So why then does the Gemara bring the ain't Mukta Mukhar B'Torah from something in Bamidbar when you have it already earlier? So if that's the Kasha, then we can answer as follows, says the Lubavitcher Rebbe, who based themselves in the Torah of Lubavitcher Rebbe, that in those places that Rashi proves that the Torah isn't medakdik and Seder is manim, it's not muchruch that it's not keseder, because you can explain otherwise. For example, Parshas Vayera says Hashem appeared to Avram and Elone Mamre. He lifts up his eyes, he sees three people, he runs towards them. From the opening of the tent, and he bows down, and he says Hashem, or if he's talking to Hashem, then it's Hashem. If he's talking to the people, it's Adonai. If I found favor in your eyes, don't leave. Take a little bit of water, wash your feet. So with Pashtus, when it says Vayomer Adonai, he's talking to people. He's talking to them. He's telling them, don't leave. In the second parish, Rashi says that it's talking about Hashem. He's telling Hashem, please wait around. Aye, then it's out of order, Rashi says. When he ran to them, and then he told Hashem to wait? No. First he tells Hashem to wait, and then he runs to his guests. So Rashi says, Derech HaMakros L'Dabir Kain. That's the way the psukim work. So first, he told Hashem to wait, and then he ran to them. But it's written that first he ran to them, then he told Hashem to wait, because Derech HaMakros L'Dabir Kain, and Rashi goes on to prove that. So Rashi learns the ksuvin b'ofen she'ein mukdem u'mu'ocher. So the seder before was that first Avram told Hashem to wait for him, and then he ran to the orchim. Nevertheless, the pasuk brings it in the opposite order, that first he ran and then he told Hashem to wait. But it's not mefurish in the pasuk that ain mukdem, that it's out of seder, it's out of order. Because you can explain like Rashi's first parish, that he was talking to the people and then everything is keseder. He ran towards them and he said, please, don't leave. And not that he ran towards them and he told Hashem not to leave. That would be out of order. First he tells Hashem not to leave, then he runs to them. First he says, Hashem, stick with me, and then he runs to them. But you could also explain the pasuk that he's talking to the people and then it's keseder. But from the psukim themselves, it's mefurish. And say for Bamidbar, first Torah talks about Be'echa v'chodesh Hasheni, and then v'chodesh Harishon. So that's why it says, Osomeris, Ein Mukta Mukhar B'Torah, like it says in the Gemara, that's Mefurish. However, if you're Medayik in Rabbi Kiva Eger, it would appear that he's got a much deeper kavan, and that is, he's not telling you places where Rashi tells us Ein Mukta Mukhar B'Torah, because then he wouldn't list just these three, there are plenty. Vayishlach Lamed Heichav Tes, Yisro Yates Yir Aleph, Kitisei Lamed Aleph Yir Ches, etc. So why dafka these three places? There are other kashas as well. So l'chora, Rabbi Kiva Eger is asking from Vayter in the Gemara. It says Amar of Papa, that's only in two inyanim, but one inyan is keseder. Ma'ida mukta mukta, ma'ida mucha mucha. What's earlier, what's later is later. In other words, the klal of ein mukta mucha l'Torah is only that things aren't keseder. Is only if it's two different inyanim, but in one inyan it has to be keseder. In Bramidbar it's two inyanim, so ein mukta mucha. But if it's one inyan, then it has to be keseder. And in that, Rabbi Akiva Eger mentions three places where it's taken one inyan. It's not keseder, not like the Gemara. Rashi in Chumash, Bereishis Vav Gimel, Yud Ches Gimel, and Shmos Dalet Chav. So we'll talk about the one in Parashas Vayera and Yud Ches Gimel, that here you see it's one inyan, it's not keseder. Because first, Avraham Avinu told Hashem to wait, and then he ran to the guests. But in the Pasuk it says first he ran to the guests, then he told Hashem to wait, so what's going on? So lechara we could say, v'nanachinami, Rashi in his Perash HaLaTorah doesn't hold like the Gemara. Rashi is a pshuto shal mikra person, and the Gemara doesn't always go kapshuto, so Rashi kapshuto, saying that even in one inyan, it could be shalok seder, unlike the Gemara. That's very hard to swallow, because it's fakert. The Gemara has drushes, so you don't have to go lefi pshuto, and yet it still says that in one inyan, it has to be keseder. So certainly Rashi, who's coming to tell us pshuto shel mikra, Rashi says in a number of places I come to tell you pshuto shel mikra, certainly Rashi's going to be mefarish keseder. You can't say Rashi doesn't hold of this klal, lefi pshuto shel mikra. Lefi pshuto shel mikra, vada you're going to go lefi aseder. And it's muchach lehedja from Rashi in the next parasha in Vaychai Sarah. There it says that Eliezer gave Rivka the jewelry, and then he said, "Whose daughter are you?" So first he should have done the opposite. First he should have said, "Whose daughter are you? Be mevar who she is, and then give it to her." Like he says later on in the parasha, "Veshalos avam rabasmiat." First he asked her, "Whose daughter are you?" And she told me, the daughter of Besuel. And then I gave her the jewelry. I gave her the nezem, I gave her the nose ring and the bracelet. The bracelets. So we could say that really first he asked and then he gave to her. And therefore when it says earlier, first he first he gave to her, and then he asked, "Ein mukta mukhar b'torah." But Rashi Alatar explains lefi sidra. He says, "Taka, first he gave it to her, and then he asked because he knew that Hashem was matzliach darko. He had no doubts." And later on, he switched the order, so they shouldn't say, "How silly is that? How do you first give her without asking who she is?" So he knew that he was with Hashem, so everything was cool. But he wanted to explain it to them, so he switched around the order. But the point is that Rashi there explains lefi aseder. So it's muchach, that even aliba de Rashi ala Torah, we don't say ein muktam muchar b'Torah, we don't say things are out of order, when it's one parish and one inyan. As the Mizrahi is mefurish. Because Rashi says that you can't say it's what he tells Lovin is the ikar, that when he says first the she'ela and then the giving, because ein mukta mukha b'torah is only two inyanim, but not one inyan. If it's one inyan, it's lefi aseder. So what he did earlier, when it says that first he gave her the jewelry and then he asked, that must be lefi aseder. So we get back to our original kasha. How does Rashi explain in Vayera, ein mukta mukha b'torah, when it's one inyan? So we're not going to explain the other two places Rabbi Akiva Eger mentions, but we'll explain this one. Siyata Dishmaya. Look in the Cheskuni and the Rivala Torah Kan. This is what the Rebbe answers. The Rashi doesn't say Ein Mukta Mukhar B'Torah. Rashi says V'Derech HaMakros L'Daber Kain, and then he brings a Raya from elsewhere, Barichus. So it's Mukhar Shaladaito. According to Rashi, the Pasuk is not Shaykh to the Klal of Ein Mukta Mukhar B'Torah. Why? Because in our case, the Seder makes sense. Can't say it's out of Seder. It's Lefias Seder. Because he sees the three people, and immediately he decides he wants to run to them. And so he did. He ran. But because he had to run to them, first he had to say to Hashem, "Please wait." The Seder, it's written that first he ran to them, because that's why he told Hashem to wait. So this is a cause and effect. First it says the cause. The cause was that he ran to them. And the effect was that he had to tell Hashem to wait. So that's the Seder of the Pasuk, of the Psukim. It's not a classic case of Ein Muktam Mukhar B'Torah. Normally it's out of Seder, and it's not logical, this Seder. But here the Seder is very logical. First he wanted to run to them, and then that's why he had to tell Hashem to wait. It's Siba Masuba, of cause and effect. So that's one possibility why it doesn't fit into the category of Ein Muktam Mukhar B'Torah, and Rashi Taka doesn't use that Lashon. Because here it's logical. Or it could be that in the next pasuk it says Yukach Nama Mayim, take for yourself some water, wash your feet. But it doesn't say Vayomer. Where's the Vayomer? So the answer is the Vayomer is in the previous pasuk. Vayomer Hashem Yimnam Atzachem Enecha Lasevar Mi'Alavdecha. And then that Vayomer is also going on Yukach Nama Mayim. So it had to juxtapose the two pesukim, and it couldn't put Vayar Veretz across them in the middle because it wanted to put the Vayomer and make it relate both to what he said to Hashem, what he said to the three people. So yesh harbe ladun to discuss, and I hope that we are able to revisit this parsha. But in the meantime, we have a little bit of insight and some thoughts on Rashi, and we should be zocher l'olam b'olami l'shma b'lasis u'l'kaim is called the great salma to rasu v'yahava. Amen, amen, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friend.